Father God, we just invite you into this space. We thank you that you are God and that you are Lord over all and that you have us and you have blessed us by calling us your children and inviting us into relationship with you. And we just thank you for this beautiful place and community we have to gather together, Lord. We just pray that you would speak to us this morning, that you would encourage our hearts, Lord. And yeah, we just lay it before you in your name. Amen. I don't know about you guys, but if you don't know me, my name is Christy, and I have had the pleasure of working alongside Jeff for the last 5 years on the Yorkston team, and I am the Family Ministries Director. And yeah, today I get to share, and I don't know if you're like me. When life is hard sometimes, it is really hard to find the words, or it's hard to know what to pray, and you're just like, I don't even know what to say. And I am so thankful that God has given us his word. Because when we don't know what to pray, we can turn and we can just pray scripture. And when we don't know what we can open up and we can be encouraged, we can be challenged. And that is kind of this morning where I'm going to just camp out. We're just going to read through some different scripture and hopefully it will encourage us and resonate with us. And I just wanted to start with Psalm 46. And this is actually what Matthew was going to share, Psalm 46 last week. And I just feel like it is so fitting. So just, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. This resonates, right? It feels like the earth has maybe given way to some of us. The waters are roaring, but God is our refuge and strength. Yorkston, we need to cling to this. God is our refuge and strength. It continues, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She shall not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I hope you hear that. The Lord is with us. He is here this morning. He was with us this past week. He is with us in the days ahead. He has always been with us. And as we wrestle through emotions, he will continue to be with us. We need to lean into him, and he will not let us fall. We can lean on him and he will not let us fall. He goes with us. Verse 10 continues to say, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And I know it's so hard to be still. I've had to go on so many walks this week and just moving. And I know my mind has been racing and my heart has been racing. And there's so many things. But I know I need to just stop and seek first his kingdom. That's where the clarity will be found. We need to quiet ourselves, be still, so that we can hear God's voice. And know that he is with us. The Lord Almighty is with us. And we need that voice more than ever. And it may feel like we have lost our founding shepherd, but there's so much comfort because we have our chief shepherd. Right? God is with us. And I, on a personal note, I have cared. Okay, so we're farmers. And, well, I'm a hobby farmer. My husband's the real farmer. We have cared for many animals. I have had piglets in my house that I've been bottle feeding all through the night. I've had chickens that I've tried to save when they have an injured leg. I have had goats in my house. You guys may never want to come to my house once I tell you this story. But I have had, we have even lived in an RV while we were building our current place. And I had 4 abandoned baby bunnies in the bathtub in the RV with 5 kids, 3 dogs, and my husband and I myself. So we are a little crazy, but you might know something about me. I love animals. And I will do anything to care for them, and it may be crazy. And I know that that is just a sliver of what God cares for us. It doesn't even come close to how much God cares for us. So if I will be the crazy person that will have rabbits in my RV when I'm living in an RV, and get up in the night every 3 hours to syringe feed a piglet, I know that God will do so much more because he is the chief shepherd and he cares for us more than I could even imagine caring for those animals. So know that. Psalm 23 reminds us, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This is God's church, guys. He is our shepherd. We are his people. And he showed that great love when he sent his son down to earth to die on that cross and take all of our sins upon him. God's not done with us. When Moses was about to finish his ministry, he was in his last days, he turned to the Israelites and he said, "Be strong and courageous." And then he went to Joshua and he said, "Be strong and courageous." And then at the beginning of Joshua, God said it 4 times in Joshua chapter 1, "Be strong and courageous." Deuteronomy 31:8 says, "The Lord himself goes before you. He will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." It is our natural human instinct when we are faced with trauma or hard things to go into fight, flight, or freeze mode. That's because we're human. That's our natural, the mechanism that protects us, our coping mechanism. But we can't stay in those states. We have to allow God to come in and to help us move beyond that. He's the shepherd. He will gently come, and he's going to come alongside us. He's going to lead us. He cares for his flock. He does not abandon them. He watches out for our safety more than we can ever watch out for it. The sheep are off grazing and eating. It's the shepherd who's on guard. It's the shepherd who's watching. And he leads them to the best pastures. We may think we know what the best pasture is, but the shepherd is watching and looking and scoping out and looking for the best pasture to lead his sheep to. And that is Jesus. And we have to trust that he is leading us to our best pasture. And I think one other thought that came into my mind from farming was last June, our water buffalo got out, and a whole chunk of them, some of you guys might know this, got out as a herd. But when they got out, and when they probably realized we don't actually know our way back, that's when, and people came and started yelling and stuff, that's when they started to panic. And they started to go different directions. And they needed to see the faces that they knew, to round them up. And they were the safest when they stayed in the herd. And they stayed together. And we were able to safely get them back home. Now, there was a few that had panicked and they'd gone off in different ways. And it took us 3 days. to round them all up. And the last one, she was all alone. And she had seemed like she'd gone crazy. And it's because so much fear had overtaken her, because she was without her herd and she was all alone. And I think that that's why more than ever, we need to stay together. We need to be a community. We need to care for one another. Because if we go off and we're all alone, then that's when we're going to allow those thoughts of fear and anger and all those things to overtake us and overcome us, and it will be too much. We were created by a creator who designed us for community. He designed us to be together and to follow a shepherd. Paul also told the churches and the elders that he ministered to that challenges would come. But together, they were to care for the flock, be on guard, encourage one another, and never cease praying. It is the enemy who is looking to take advantage of us, especially when we're feeling afraid, confused, angry, alone. All these things are there at the forefront, and he wants to come in, and more than anything, the enemy wants to destroy the church. He wants to destroy the body of Christ. He wants us, our eyes not to be on Jesus. He will do anything to take our eyes off of Jesus. He will sow dissension, he will erode trust, and he will try to break us apart. And I know that some of you are thinking right now, that's already happened. He's already done that. But God is greater. He has not let go of us. Our God is our refuge. He has not forsaken us. He is still here. The Lord Almighty is with us. I just want you to think. So shepherding, ancient shepherding, they would build a sheepfold for at night, these high walls. And the idea was for the sheep to come into the sheepfold so that they would be safe together. And then the shepherd would lay across the entrance to protect them and guard them from predators. And that's the picture I want us to have, that together in the sheepfold, we can be protected. Jesus is laying across that entrance. He is protecting us. We don't want to be wandering away on the outside. He will guide us. Our reactions are human. They are still going to come. The questions are still there. Jesus' disciples in the last day, Jesus did everything to prepare them. Yet, after Jesus died on the cross, they scattered. They were full of fear. They panicked. They didn't know what to do. Eventually, they calmed and they came back together. And they gathered and they waited. And Jesus fulfilled his promises. He came. He rose from the dead. He conquered all. And that's the God that brought us here. That's the God who brought each one of us through these doors. He's the God who moves mountains. He's the God who calms seas. He's the God who heals the wounded. He's the God who restores sight to the blind. He's the God who raises the dead. And I am so thankful that it is that God that I can put my trust in. So as we feel like we're walking in dark and uncertain times, I know that he will give us just enough light for the step that we're on. Like if you've ever gone camping or you're like in complete darkness and you're like trying to feel your way around, you have no clue where you're going. You're like, please don't let me stub my toe or walk into a tree or something. But, you know, if you have a flashlight, it's just this little bit of light that you can find your way. And that's what God is. He's this little bit of light. Well, he's a great light. But he's giving us maybe just enough light that we're not seeing the whole big picture. We can't see all ahead. We do not understand. But he's giving us just enough light to take one step forward at a time. And he will continue to give us the light for one more step and one more step and one more step, that we can take those steps forward. And Yorkson, I know we're a strong and courageous people. Like, look it, we transform this gym every Sunday morning. Like, we're actually physically strong because, lifting all those carts and chairs and bins and everything, we do that. We transform this place. We have people that get up early, even when they don't want to get up early or not feeling well, and we come and we serve coffee and we make breakfast and we set up chairs and we get up here and we do worship and we try to provide a great environment for the kids to come, and we do this together. Not just one of us. We do this together, and we do this all because we have this heart that God gave us to love one another and to love this community. And that, no one can take that from us. We have that. That is what God has given us, to love others, because he is true, he is good, he is faithful, and it is to him that we cling. And I know he will lead us, he will sustain us, but what do we have to do? Because there's always something. We don't just hear his words. We have to be transformed. So we lean into God. We pray. We be in his word. We be on our knees. We cry out. We make room to listen. We wait patiently on God. We guard our hearts. We encourage one another. And we do not give up meeting together. 3 weeks ago, Jeff preached in Revelation, and I just want to quote some of his words when he talked about do not be afraid. He said, Jesus is very much alive. He has authority over death. And he says to his people, do not be afraid. He is walking amongst his church today. Do not be afraid. He has not forgotten us. Do not be afraid. He is the great high priest who builds the bridge to our heavenly Father. Because of that, he has destroyed the shame that we feel because of our sin. We walk free as we put our faith and trust in him. Do not be afraid. Jesus can carry the heaviness that we carry around today. His feet are like bronze. He can sustain you. Do not be afraid. He has things under control. Ephesians 6:10 to 13 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. We should have comfort that God never leaves us and forsakes us. The Lord Almighty is with us. The same God that was with us yesterday, today, forever, and his promises remain. It is the word of God and his spirit in us that will lead us forward. We just need to keep trusting and following our chief shepherd. I'm going to invite us now to just take a moment to pray. I think we need to just be together and to pray. And so I'm going to have the worship team come up and play some music. And just for a couple minutes, whether you want to independently pray or turn and pray with a few around you, and I will pray to close us off, and then we will go into more worship. But sorry, I'm struggling. I think we have a slide here to lead us through three things I want us to pray for. So one is to just pray for one another. Pray for our Yorkson congregation. Pray for peace and unity. and that we would have open ears, that we would trust into the unknown and discernment. Two, let's pray for Jeff and Michelle, Reese, Carter, Raya, and Livia. Let's pray for their family. Continue to lift them up as well. And third, let's pray for our NLCC leadership. So we need God to lead all of us. So if we could invite the worship team up, and they're just going to play some music to start, and we're going to just take a moment to be quiet, pray to yourself, or pray with someone next to you.